So my brakes are making this awesome grinding noise.
Grinding is awesome. Remember how cool grinding was in Tony Hawk?
No, but this is like this is the sarcastically bad grinding, as in sounds like broken metal in my brakes.
Well, I guess you shouldn't drive anywhere, because you'll die. Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for April 22nd, 2011. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother, Ajguy.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Been good. I think I've talked to you almost since last week.
Yeah.
Not in any extended period of time, though.
Right.
So it's nice to catch up with you on here.
Indeed.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why we made this show in the first place.
That's right. So we're going to start with the news. Then we'll go on to what are the odds? Remember that segment we did?
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like, it's basically odds makers from
PTI.
Pardon the interruption.
As are most of our second segments.
Yeah, this is, you know. So we'll do that, and then I'll talk about our week in gaming, and talk about the releases, and that'll be the show. So go ahead and get us started.
Okay.
If you can get us through the news, we can get the portal too, I guess.
Yes. Uncharted 3 beta details. Do you read all this stuff?
Yes.
Yes, very exciting. Beta begins July 5th. Early access if you either buy Infamous 2 or a PlayStation Plus subscriber.
I don't want either of those things.
But you want the Uncharted 3 beta.
I know, damn it.
You may as well get a free game with your $50.
Well, wait, how much does that PSN thingy cost?
$50 a year.
What else do I get with that?
I don't know, some free games and discounts. All chosen randomly at the beginning of every month.
I really don't know which of those things I want.
You also get cloud file saving, but you also get that for free on Portal 2 through Steam. That's another thing we'll talk about later, but we'll save
that. Is Infamous 2 going to be less forgettable than Infamous 1?
One would hope. Infamous 1 was great until like I 100%ed the first island and then got to the second. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I kind of burned myself out on the first island.
Right. They go like, yeah, I get it.
Anyway, we should talk about Uncharted. Did you watch the trailer for the beta?
I did.
Yeah.
For this multiplayer trailer.
Right. Basically, what they're trying to do is they realize their strength is in cinematic gameplay, so they're making the multiplayer more cinematic. So, like, you see, like, this whole sequence where, like, there's, like, a plane taking off, going down a runway, being chased by jeeps, and all this chaos is going on. Very, very cool-looking stuff.
But the other big thing is that everything is customizable. Oh, a lot of things are.
Yeah.
Like, your character, the color of their shirts, and what they wear, and the guns. There's a lot of customizing involved now.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
like, the primary game mode seems to be a smaller 3-on-3 mode.
Right. Well, there's that. There's, I think there's a 2-versus-2-versus-2 mode.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
All sounds very exciting.
Yeah, should be good. I mean, it's Uncharted.
Right, you know, I'm excited. Uncharted 2's multiplayer was really good. It just wasn't an Xbox Live online shooter. So.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing that killed it.
I do wonder how well Uncharted 2's multiplayer would have done if it was an Xbox Live thing.
That's a very interesting question, actually. I bet the answer would at least be better.
Right, like I'm sure it did fine. I'm sure among PlayStation shooters it's fine. But, like Killzone 3, compare that. However many people are playing that online to, you know, Call of Duty right now.
Or Halo, which would be the more apt comparison, because it's...
This is why... I mean, basically, the only thing that kills it is that they don't have the cross-platform friends list or voice chat. That's all they need.
But you mean cross-game?
Cross-game, not cross-platform. Thank you.
Well, the friends list is there, but you can't, like, cross-chat or
anything. Yeah, well, the
like
friends
that.
List is there, but it's not very functional.
Yeah.
All it does is tell you if your friends are online and what they're playing. You can't really do much with it.
Right.
Can't invite them to a game for most of the time or anything like that.
News.
Point made.
Okay. Sonic Generations trailer. What you think?
I like it.
I know.
Basically,
God damn it, they gotta stop doing this.
No. No, it's gonna be good this time.
Jesus, no. Mike, we say this every time.
Okay, no, but I'm sure of it this time. Listen to me. No, seriously, listen. It's very well reasoned. The stuff with Fat Sonic, with old school Sonic, is basically just a 2D Sonic game, right?
Yeah, like 2.5D, though, which is like what I've been saying they should just make for years.
Yeah, it looks great. So they're not messing that up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're concerned about the other half. Well, that, just looking at it, it's basically Sonic Colors.
I haven't played that yet, so I'll take your word for it. I mean,
Sonic Colors is good!
It reminded me of the demo for the first level of Sonic Unleashed, which I liked.
exactly.
I think Sonic Unleashed would have been fine without the Unleash part. So instead of a Werehog, you get old school Sonic. Like, I think that could be fantastic.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No. I'm telling you, this is going to be great.
I hope so. Because
the Sonic stuff looks amazing.
Yeah, I think the trailer looks fantastic. Like, I can't wait to play this. I just hope they don't fuck it up.
Even the other thing, it's basically Sonic Colors in HD, which is what that's my main complaint about Sonic Colors.
Right.
It looks like a GameCube game.
Right.
Here's the thing, though. What the hell is going to happen to Sonic 4 now?
They're still working on episode 2. They've said
it
a few weeks ago.
This looks more like Sonic 4 than Sonic 4 is at this point.
Yeah.
It's hard to garner any more enthusiasm for that.
I do like how they came up with a canonical story to explain why there's two Sonics in this one.
Yeah.
Some time warp hole.
Right. But, I mean, those 2D levels, they do look really good. I love that it's like, they're like, oh, yeah, it's Green Hill Zone. Here's the music. They got the music back, so they can't mess up the music like in Sonic.
Although, did you see the extended trailer that came out today?
Yeah, I saw most of it.
Did you see how it's doing the music for the new Sonic levels where, like, the music gets faster as you move faster?
Is that what happened? I didn't know.
It's dumb, though, because, I mean, it's just because you're constantly speeding up and slowing down. It feels like the music is just broken rather than sounding like a neat effect.
I don't know. I'm sure it'll be fine. I mean, Mike, I don't doubt that I'm going to enjoy the old Sonic stuff better than the new Sonic stuff still. But I'm quite excited. No, but seriously, though, like, it's basically Sonic Colors.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Yeah, so it's Sonic Colors mixed in with old Sonic. It's going to be good. I promise you.
Okay.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
God,
like, we had to get over the fact we may never get a Sonic game that's going to be like like Mario Galaxy, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this is a 10. That may never happen anymore.
Right.
But this will be good.
Okay.
We will have fun.
Okay. I like fun.
There you go. Sonic won't ever be relevant again, but we'll have a good time.
Okay. I like good times.
Yeah.
All right. Telltale, they have to have a ton of people working there or something, because they now have announced that they're doing an episodic game based off of Law & Order Los Angeles.
They have in Law & Order Los Angeles?
Yeah, I think there's like a Law & Order Youngstown.
That's not true. They're funny, though.
I was being sarcastic. That would be cool, though. Anyway, yeah, this is their next license. I don't know, what do you think?
Isn't SVU the only popular one anymore?
They all do pretty well.
What's the other one?
Criminal Intent or something. Okay.
Normal Law and Order is done, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. I don't know. Like, the problem with...
Well, here's my thought on it. Because, like...
Yeah,
you could kind of assume Telltale's fan base, odds are good that they're fans of Back to the Future, fans of Jurassic Park. I don't know how many Telltale fans are necessarily Law & Order fans, and I don't know how many Law & Order fans are going to play a Telltale adventure game that they have to download from the internet.
Very true. Yeah, very true. Like, I don't know.
You know, like, there's, like, the CSI games they make, and they do fairly well because of the license, but
that's just because it's in Walmart.
Exactly. Exactly what I was going to say. It's in Walmart on the shelf. I don't know if you know, your typical Law & Order fan's going to go on Steam and download this. I mean, I assume it's coming to the consoles as well. It might do okay there, but I don't know. I don't see this as being quite the surefire hit that you get from, you know, Back to the Future, Jurassic Park, and what you call Walking Dead.
It's hard to tell. Plus, I mean, you know, Law & Order, it's compelling, but it's not much... It's not fun.
I mean, it could still be a good game. I mean, you know, when you think about it, it's a criminal investigation adventure game.
Yeah. No, it would
be fun. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
If it was SVU, it would be really fun. Telltale doing a game about rape. That'd be interesting. With
Indeed.
Their cartoony graphics and stuff.
Well, did you see the trailer? Or not trailer, but like it was like a gameplay demonstration of Jurassic Park on GameSpot?
Yeah, I mean, I saw one a while ago.
No. Did you see this one where like...
No.
They were talking about the game, like a kind of sit-down talk while like it was playing in the background. They were showing this really awesome-looking sequence where you're the one guy, his daughter, and there's some mysterious woman passed out in the back of the vehicle, and there's like a baby Triceratops blocking the road. So it's like this whole sequence where you have to like trick this thing off the road by honking the horn at it and moving this branch it's nibbling on. Well, anyway, one thing leads to another, and you piss off the mom, who comes charging through this gate as you're trying to close it, knocks the gate down, the dad gets stuck under it, then a T-Rex shows up. So the T-Rex and the Triceratops are fighting. So now it becomes this whole desperate thing where you're trying to get to this shed. So the girl first tries to run through. She makes it. I'm watching this thing, and she's, like, narrowly avoiding being stepped on by the T-Rex and all that stuff. I'm thinking, like, what happens if you fail? Like, how violent are they going to take this? So then they show a sequence where the dad is trying to carry this unconscious woman right between the T-Rex and the Triceratops, and they do it on purpose. They fail this particular part on purpose. The dude gets impaled by the Triceratops and then chomped in half by the T-Rex in one fluid motion. And I just watched it, and I was like, huh?
Are they going to do that to the kids, though?
I don't know. Huh. It was pretty violent. I'm not going to lie. I just saw that. And I just kind of went, whoa, hello.
Interesting. We'll see.
Okay.
Next.
American McGee says American McGee's Alice is coming to the new Alice Madness Returns, which does not have American McGee in the title.
Well, he would know. He's American McGee.
Yes. So, yeah, apparently on the console versions of the new Alice game, you'll get a download voucher for the original.
Man,
first time
if there
on
was
the
a game that I would suspect has not aged well, it would be that Alice game. I'm
yeah.
Sorry. Like, all those, like, computer games from, like, all of those, like, third-person computer games from, like, 2000.
Yeah, like that. Like, remember, like, Heavy Metal Fact 2 and...
Right.
What was the other one that was big back then, too?
I know. I remember. There's, like, one called Evolution. Like,
yeah.
All those games.
Messiah.
Yeah, probably not. No, thank
you. I pose you this question. I think I bring this up every time we talk about him. But who is he that he got his name, like, plastered on the title of everything?
I don't know. I didn't know people liked American McGee's Alice game.
It was, it warranted a sequel. Again, I think it was just... It was like a trend at the time, like, oh, these third-person Quake 3 engine platformers are amazing, but they really weren't.
Yeah, that was a trend. One that I'm kind of happy we're done with.
Mm.
Like, the whole third-person genre did not move forward until Resident Evil 4, actually. Well, let's put the camera over here.
Yeah, well, the whole problem with that movement of gaming was it was basically a first-person shooter with a camera pulled backwards. They didn't really make a third-person game.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, think about how, like, you know, Resident Evil 4 or Gears of War plays so differently from a first-person shooter.
Yeah. Fair enough. Next. Not excited for that.
So, the PSP Go is out of production in Japan and Europe, but America stubbornly hangs on, still producing
so much
the little
demand.
Butter. Of course. Of course.
We need the PSP Go. I like how first they're like, when they said they were going to stop making it, like, oh, it's a focus on the NGP. I'm like, well, how does that help you focus on the edgy?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe the smell of shit was distracting.
That's true. Ugh, what's that horrible odor?
I can't concentrate on this edgy
pee. Edgy pee is a stupid name.
It is. I'm sure it's going to get a real one, but yeah,
I'm sure.
That'll come at E3. Okay.
That's true. Ooh, that poor NGP.
Yeah.
They'll have to compete with the new Nintendo system. Here's this thing.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute here.
Like, I think the new Nintendo system is basically an NGP with, but it's only the controller.
Yeah,
like it has an NGP for a controller, right? That's what it is. That's what it kind of sounds like, right?
But it also plays on your TV.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, the Madden 12 cover voting has gotten awkward.
Have you
seen this? Okay, so EA decided they crowdsource selecting the cover athlete for Madden. So they have like this kind of like, you know, March Madness style tourney bracket.
I've seen this.
So the final two contenders. So one, if this is to be followed, one of these two men will be on the cover. It's either Michael Vick.
Ooh.
Two problems there. The whole, you know, convicted felon of dogfighting thing is one angle. And what seems to be more of a concern to Madden fans, he's been on the cover before. We can't have a repeat.
Oh.
He's going...
I like how that's the bigger concern.
I know, right? Now, he is going up against none other than Cleveland Brown star...
Really?
Peyton Hillis.
How did he get that far?
It has to be just people are like, fucking Peyton Hillis, sure.
Where is this? I'm voting right the fuck now.
I don't know where the actual voting is. I just have the Kotaku article on it.
I'm Googling this right now.
No, I have a link. I'll give it to you later.
I saw earlier, like, Peyton Hillis was getting far. I was like, well, that's weird.
Like, in the semifinal round, he beat Aaron Rodgers 61% to 39%.
Why?
Because it has to be just one of those internet trolling jokes.
Good! This is awesome. Peyton Hillis has had a pretty decent year.
Here's the thing. I mean, if one of these two win, does EA really go through with it?
They have to.
Do they?
I guess they don't, but, like, it's kind of... That's very awkward. Man, if Peyton Hillis is on the cover... I'll buy the new Madden if Peyton Hillis is on the cover.
You're, like, the only one who will, though. I mean, if...
Well, sure, I'm from Cleveland. Cleveland's going to love this. You know when the last time Cleveland had somebody on the cover art was?
I don't know when.
I don't know. That's the point. I don't think LeBron was even on the cover of a game when we had him.
That's true.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm all for this. Guys, freaking...
Everyone, vote for Peyton Hillis.
Totally vote for Peyton Hillis. Winner revealed live on Sports Nation, April 20th. I love that show.
You do love that show.
Sports Nation is fairly, has a lot to do with this.
Good. Colin Cowherd can make fun of the decision whichever way it goes.
This is so weird. Well, Michael Vick probably won't win. Man, this is going to be great because Peyton Hillis might actually win.
I know.
He's how did he beat Aaron Rodgers? Rodgers was the MVP of the Super Bowl.
I know, right?
What? Aaron Rodgers probably should be on the cover.
I know. Like, just objectively saying. Speaking, put him on. Like, that's to me seems to be the easy cover selection process. Just put the MVP of the last Super Bowl on and be done with it.
I guess it's annoying when you get so many quarterbacks on there.
Whatever. Those are the most popular players.
Why would they do this? Because you know that like,
you
that
knew something
like
this was going to happen.
Right. Everyone go vote for Peyton Hillis.
Yes.
I'm not even joking. ESPN.go.com/sportsnations/feature/Madden2012cover. Peyton Hillis, vote. I'm liking it on Facebook. Vote for Peyton Hillis, everyone.
Good job, Mike. That's some Web 2.0 shit.
I'm going Web 2.0. So be on the cover of the next Madden.
I'll copy
Cleveland happy face.
All right, moving on.
I have to tweet it.
We found out that the 3DS version of Ocarina of Time is going to have a 3D boss challenge mode.
Well, that's not the most creative bonus feature.
Did you see that, like, everyone's freaking out because Nintendo isn't actually making this port?
Why?
Why are they not, or why is everyone freaking out?
Why is everyone freaking out?
Well, here's the interesting argument I heard brought up. Because they're not making this. They didn't make Pilot Wings. There's some company in Michigan.
Okay.
Basically, and Steel Diver was already done. It was a 3DS tech demo, and they just kind of ported it to 3DS. So really, the only 3DS launch window title that they had anything to directly work on from start to finish for the 3DS was Nintendogs and Cats.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing?
They're making the Wii 2 for one thing, apparently.
I guess. Well, what's their development team working on?
There was actually an article on IGN that said what they thought each developer at Nintendo might be doing. You know, one of them's working on the Mario Galaxy guys are working on the Mario game. The Zelda guys are working on the Zelda game. You know, Skyward Sword. I don't know. Doesn't really bother me. Yeah, I mean, Twin Snakes wasn't made by Konami.
You're right.
I mean, like, it doesn't really, like, look.
It just feels weird that there wasn't, like, a Nintendo hardcore first-party developed launch title.
Yeah, you know, I mean, does it bother me that they didn't have a better launch? Sure. Does it bother me that a third party is doing this? No.
Oh, no, I don't care that
a
third party is making Ocarina of Time
and give it nicer graphics. That's not I don't think they're going to mess it up.
Yeah. No, I'm not worried about that. I just find it weird that, I just want to know, like you know, it's like Nintendo forgot to tell their software developers that they're making a new handheld or something.
Well, you know, they'll have something.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, when that Mario game comes out, it amazes all of us.
Oh, I know. I can't. Well, next story. Miyamoto is saying that he hopes to have that out in 2011, which really, I just wish he'd shut his mouth, because now if it doesn't come out in 2011, which is very likely, I'm just going to be sad.
Yeah, who knows? It should come out in 2011. They kind of need it by then.
Mm.
But, you know, we'll see. Very excited about it either way.
Let's see, another delay. This one has me very upset.
Yeah.
The Last Guardian and the Ico and Shadow of the Colossus collections have all been delayed with no new date given.
Last Guardian, okay. Why the freaking HD ports of those two old games?
I know.
That they announced forever ago. How long does that take?
That I really, really want to play.
Do you think they just, like, delayed it so that it could, like, because, like, they have a strategy of when that's going to, how long that's going to come out before Last Guardian?
Yeah. I don't know. You see Tuoeda, like, coming out. He does this all the time. He goes, Ico and Shadow Colossus, they just weren't good enough, which is why no one bought them. No, it's because the games were poorly marketed. Ico had the worst box art in the history of gaming, and Shadow of the Colossus came out like at the tail end of the PS2 era when no one's really paying attention to it anymore.
That's actually always been a thing that bars me with like artistic people in general when they like. I don't know if they're trying to be modest or what, but when they come out...
the self-deprecating thing. It's like,
yeah,
shut
when they
up.
Come out and say that things that people generally perceive as being amazing are great, and they're like, oh, no, I blew it, it sucked. Like, because basically what you're saying is, you must be pretty stupid to have liked that, because I thought it was dumb, and I made it.
Yeah.
How about you shut up?
Yeah.
Shadow of Colossus was great. I don't even know. Maybe you dictated more than you worked on it. That's what I'm saying now. Now I'm taking credit away from him.
Yeah, good
How
job.
How does he like that?
Good job.
He shouldn't care because that game was shit, apparently.
Right.
He should be ashamed to have worked on it. He could take his name off it then. I hate that shit. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
It bothers me. Even, like, I think I read somewhere, like, Miyazaki was like, oh, I wasn't happy with the Lupin movie. I love that Lupin movie. You shut up. I guess that's, like, what I feel like. It's like, I love it. You can't come out and say you don't like it when you made it.
Yeah.
It makes me feel stupid.
Just stay quiet.
But just take the compliment, man.
Yeah.
Just be like, oh, thank you, yeah. Cool. I'm glad you liked it. I spent 5 years making it.
You know? Just speak very objectively about it.
Yeah, Christ. Whatever. That's what Peter Molyneux said, that Fable 3 was shit, and he was right, though.
Yeah. Sometimes you're right.
Of course, apparently he does that with all the Fables.
Yeah, that's
He's
too.
Always right.
And Fable 2 was good, so again, shut up.
Yeah, Fable 2 was fine. Fable 2 is just forgettable, but yeah. not wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, next, because I can always just talk about how I don't like Fable 3.
Yeah, let's not go there. We've done
always,
that enough.
Always ready to go there.
I keep thinking you own that. Oh, you did? Damn, that's good.
Yeah, I traded it in for
borrow it off you just to try it. All right.
No.
That was a good trade. That was a good trade.
Yeah, it was. I still got some money for it.
There you go. Let's see. There apparently was talks for an Xbox-exclusive combatant in Mortal Kombat for the 360, Ed Boon says, but they won't divulge the details on who it may have been or why it fell through.
I don't know why it fell... Like, Marcus Fenix, obviously, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, who
you can't
would
do
be?
Anybody
it,
else.
Like, that's the only Microsoft stable I could think of who's involved in extreme gore.
Right.
I mean, you give that guy a freaking lancer and let him chainsaw somebody up for his fatality, you're good to go. I mean, the only thing I could think of is maybe, I mean, as far as I know, Microsoft owns the Gears IP, but maybe it was just a thing having to go from NetherRealm to Microsoft to Epic, and that screwed things up, or who knows.
See, it still seems weird to me that they didn't get that done, because that's a pretty big incentive.
Yeah, I mean, you got it on
PS3,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm going to get it on.
The PS3 version will sell more.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Because people freaking love Kratos.
Right. Just like, there was some other game that had an exclusive... just like how... Was it Arkham Asylum that sold better on the PS3?
Yeah, because it had the Joker DLC.
Right, and there was something else. Like Sony keeps doing this, and the one way they get at Microsoft, they get this exclusive content... Even with Portal 2, they got the thing where, they got Steam and all stuff.
Yeah, think back to like when Soul Calibur 2 came out, and it was... An exclusive character for each system. And, like, it was some character from Tekken on PS2, Spawn on Xbox, and it was freaking Link, on GameCube.
Guess which one sold more.
Yeah, even though it has the worst controller possible for that game, everyone I know bought the GameCube version.
Actually, that controller was amazing for that game, so you're wrong.
Okay, if you say so.
A lot of the commands in those games is two buttons at once. Like the X and a button, and since you had a giant A and it was connected to all the other buttons, it worked beautifully. All
right, if
you
say
so. So you just got schooled there. But, yeah.
Right, I mean, there is power in that, like, exclusive character or, exclusive mode or something.
I was surprised that they did not get that done, because it seems important to me.
Yeah.
If they had Marcus Fenix, I may have gotten it. That's cool.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
He's violent. Like, you can't do Master Chief.
Right.
That way they're going to rip Master Chief.
And, like, what other character from, like, a Microsoft exclusive property would even work?
Nothing. No one else would have.
Yeah, I couldn't think of anything else.
Balder,
I
mean, from
Two Human. He even, like, matches the art style already.
Right, no, it's basically perfect. It makes just as much sense as Kratos did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you blew it.
Yep.
That had to be the character, right? We're in agreement on that.
Yeah, like, unless it was just going to be, like, a Locust or something.
But maybe they were really stubborn that it should be Master Chief, like, they wanted Master Chief, and Microsoft refused, rightfully so. Maybe
that's
what happened.
No, you can't do that, because, like I said, I mean, it has to have the franchise has to have a history of gore, which is why Kratos works.
Right, Kratos works because we're used to seeing him disemboweled, just like as we are Marcus Fenix. He gets his head blown up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they blew it there.
Yep, oh well.
Both of them. Hurts Microsoft more, though.
Yep.
Next.
So when the 3DS eShop comes out, they're going to launch with Mega Man Legends 3 prototype version.
This confused me, because from what I understood, production on Mega Man Legends 3 was not very far.
Yeah, I don't understand how they have something ready to go in, like, a month.
Right, but, yeah, there it is.
So we'll get a look at that. Fable 3. Coming not only to games for Windows Marketplace on PC, but Steam as well.
Wow, be sure not to buy it, everybody.
Well, that, but I just find it weird that Microsoft is putting a title on Steam. Now, of course... Of course, there are some pre-order...
White flag coming up.
There are some pre-order incentives. If you pre-order on Steam, you get some weapons and exclusive tattoo for your character. If you pre-order on Games for Windows Marketplace, you get the first Fable for free.
Fable 1?
Yeah. Well, that was the only other one to come out on PC.
Oh, that's right.
Lost Chapters.
That's right. Fable 2 did not come out on PC. Man, I can't imagine... Like, speaking of, like, old, crappy third-person games... Can't imagine Fable 1 holds up very well.
Yeah.
Maybe it's better than Fable 3, though. It's actually a game.
effort went into it.
Yes, there's an actual difficulty curve in it. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Did you beat Fable 3?
No, I got halfway through it, started doing something else. Okay. Like I kept meaning to get back to it, and I was like, I don't want to get back to it. The hell with it. I didn't even become king yet.
Right. That's apparently where game gets really shitty. Anyway, let's not go down the Fable 3 rabbit hole.
God damn it, Fable 3.
That way lies madness. Let's see. We have some leaked details.
What will I find in there, AJ?
Madness.
No, you say only what you bring with you.
Oh.
Only what you take with you.
Your weapons. You will
Can
not
I tell
need
you something
them.
Cool?
This is great. I was going to do a Star Wars story next. That's a great segue.
Well, okay, do that then. Well, because I'm going to talk about Star Wars after that, so go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. Some leaked details have come out about the Star Wars Kinect game. Apparently, it's not going to be just, like, lightsabering up stormtroopers. There's also going to be pod racing.
That could work.
There's going to be a mode where you get to just be a ranker and stomp on stuff.
Sounds interesting.
And they also said there's going to be lightsaber battles against your friends, both designed to be played while standing or while seated.
Oh, that's nice. See, like, that all sounds kind of neat, but again, it's not an actual game.
Well, yeah, it is discouraging when you hear it is, like, a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Because then it just feels like, okay, it's going to be, like, a Star Wars minigame collection.
Yeah, pretty. It will be. Maybe it'll be a well done one. I don't know.
Yeah.
I saw this. I found this thing on.
Yeah. I saw this.
Oh, you did on YouTube the Star Wars.
You emailed it to me. Oh, I thought you were going to talk about that Fixer clip.
Oh, that was pretty funny. Well, that's where I found that, really.
Oh.
But it's this thing. It's like somebody made like a video commentary track for the original Star Wars films, and it's really interesting. Like, it'll show alternate takes, it has quotes and interesting trivia, and it has, like, it'll play audio from interviews, not just from, like, the DVD commentary tracks, but from interviews from everybody throughout all the years. And so it's, like, really interesting.
Huh. I'll have to check
it's, like,
that
it's,
out.
It's just, like, on, like, you know, 12 parts on YouTube.
Nice.
It's really neat. Yeah. So I've been watching that. Uh-huh.
Moving on.
Yes.
Child of Eden, delayed for the PS3, coming out now instead of September.
I always forget it's coming out on the PS3.
Yeah, but it will, apparently, because it's delayed, get move support, which is good.
Well, that's probably, yeah, necessary.
But still coming out June 14th for the 360, and after playing that game at PAX, I am stoked.
Yeah, that's one of the few things I didn't get to play.
And it was so good. I was like up on like a freaking stage in the middle of that crowded show floor, but I'd lost myself in that game. Like, you totally just get sucked into it. It is so fun. So, yeah, that'll be great.
It is one of the few Kinect games I can say I'm slightly looking forward to.
I'm very looking forward to it. All right, let's do the Wii 2 stuff, shall we?
Yes, that's more Wii 2.
We got a whole bunch of leaked specs of Project Cafe, or some people are now calling it Stream, because you have to have a stream from your Wii.
I see.
See what they did there?
I still don't get it that much.
Yeah, anyway.
There's a billion P jokes you could have made.
Yeah, I know. I went for the quick and easy one. Rumors of its GPU is being based on AMD graphics chips. It's the R700, whatever that is.
What? Okay, keep going.
Yeah. The CPU is going to be similar to the 360. It's a triple-core IBM PowerPC. They're saying the visuals will run at 1080p, may be able to use stereoscopic 3D. I don't see why it wouldn't. Looking to be about the same size as the 360, designed to look like a futuristic-looking Super Nintendo.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, could cost anywhere between $350 and $400. And supposedly will be ready to go as soon as mid to late October, but may not come out till early 2012 because games won't be ready.
I'd be surprised if that thing came out this year or even early next year.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing they're even learning with the 3DSs. maybe it's not worth it to launch outside of holiday.
Yeah, or
the
like
system anyways.
Or, you know, hold back your launch until you've got a good stable of software.
Yes, exactly.
Like, what are you hurting?
Well, you know, okay, but did you just say basically it'll look as good as 360? What anymore defines how good the games will look?
Well, I mean, from what we know, it's a similar CPU but a better graphics processor.
Okay.
The other thing that could really determine how good games look that we don't know is RAM. Because here's the thing, like when you think like a gaming PC, you're thinking, oh, that's going to have 6, 8, maybe probably more gigs of RAM, and it's not really that expensive, right? Do you know how much RAM is in a 360?
Mm-mm.
Half a gig.
Ouch.
And I think the PS3 has 256 megabytes.
Hmm.
Now, could you imagine if they just put 2 gigs of RAM in a 360, they could do? In fact, from what I recall, there was an anecdote going around a few years ago where when the 360 was in the design phases and Epic was working on the first Gears of War, Microsoft was flip-flopping between 256 or 512. And Epic made a version of Gears that would run on theoretically 256 and then showed the 512 version, and apparently it looked like shit. They were like, you have to put 512 megs of RAM in this thing. And that is what did it.
Hopefully, then.
But here's the thing.
I just don't want to come out and like be like, oh, Nintendo finally has a system that looks as good as the 3X, you know, PS3 and 360.
And then two years later,
it's already antiquated again.
Yeah, here's the thing. I mean, based on these specs, I could tell you, yeah, for sure, whatever's going to be next from Sony and Microsoft will blow this away.
You think?
Oh, sure. I mean, like I said,
I guess like what they're saying, Grace could be maybe that will be longer than we think. Still, if this does well, it's going to push them to make a new one, right? It's all weird. This is so new.
I know. It's like this asynchronous console cycle we have now.
Right. We've never had Nintendo first.
Yeah, that's never happened. Ever.
Like, because the first time Nintendo was first was when we started the modern video game console generations.
Right.
And then Nintendo came out. It's all really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'll be so big for them when, like, they can be like, yes, the new Call of Duty is also coming out on our system, and it's going to look just as good as the other ones.
Yeah, but you said, I mean, that like maybe Microsoft and Sony aren't playing until 2014, 2015, but if this comes out, let's just say end of this year, early 2012, well, that might force their hand. They might jump to 2013 to say, oh, well, we got to come out with something new now, too.
I still wonder anymore. I never hear anyone talk about this, but are we very far away yet from just being able to kind of make some of the graphical stuff of these consoles replaceable and upgradable?
Well, then it's just a PC. I mean, that's that argument.
Is that basically what happens? Because, what do you want from the next Microsoft or Sony system? I don't have any problems with functionality for a lot of things. I have no problems with anything that can't be upgraded with a patch anymore. It's literally just the
hardware. Well, I mean, again, you look at like that GDC demo Epic did of like what their next gen engine's shooting for, and you're like, okay, yeah, there's room for graphics to still improve.
Right.
Well, I mean, you think about this. Think about playing any sports title on any system where you could see in the crowd it's the same 6 character models, and they even animate at the same time. So, like, it's like every third person is in perfect sync with each other.
No, it's sometimes we think like, oh, I can't get any better.
We thought that with the Super Nintendo and the Genesis. You know, well, you always think that.
No, not really. I didn't really start thinking that until about like GameCube and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, because like back with PlayStation 64, it was like, yeah, this can look a lot better because it looks like shit right now. Because like, you know, back then we could compare things to like Toy Story or whatever.
Right.
They compare those 3D graphics to that. Now we're just about pretty close. I feel like when you have just one character in your game or in one environment, you can do pretty impressive things. But yeah, it's when you open things up and stuff.
Yeah.
That's really the big concern. Like I said, it's just so weird to me. Because not only is it, well, somebody's first, but somebody's going to be first by a long shot.
Yeah,
because exactly. We're not even hearing anything about anybody else's systems.
No.
It's
nothing.
I mean, I'm glad they're doing it, though, because I'm just about done with my week.
But here's the thing, though. I mean, what was the last system to come out really far ahead of its competitors?
What do you mean by really far ahead?
Like more than a year.
I don't know.
Which Dreamcast.
Was the Dreamcast?
Came out 99, and then the PS2 didn't come out till 2001. And then the Xbox and GameCube came after that.
No, you're wrong. PS2 came out 2000.
Well, I'm going American launches. It's sooner if you do Japanese.
No, no. PS2 came out in 2000 in America.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, you're,
no,
you are
November.
Right.
Yeah. There's
2000 was Xbox. Okay, I just fucked up my whole argument.
I can't think anything 2 years earlier.
Okay, well, then that's even worse.
But, like,
I mean, granted,
Xbox.
The Xbox came out a year early, but...
Right, so that's why, but it's this, I don't, if it's just a year early, then the thing will be fine, sure.
Yeah, but it's going to be more than a year, at least. I mean, we haven't heard a rumbling from anybody else.
But when we think about it, since it's a year early, would we not hear any rumbling for another year?
No, I mean, we got rumblings of 360, PS3, and everything kind of.
Well, see, that's also the thing, is that supposedly there's going to be a faster turnaround on this system than we're used to.
Yeah.
From being, rumored to announced to released, if all that goes well. They should not release this thing before holiday 2012. I really don't think they should.
Right, I don't see. Well, see, I mean, here's the problems with the Wii as it is right now. You know, technical capabilities aside. Nintendo, I mean, how many games did they release first party on the Wii last year? Like, 4. Third parties are really starting to move away from it. Like, they've tried everything they could to make money off that thing, and no one really hit gold on it.
Because they're tired of having to change their philosophy to develop a game for the Wii.
Right.
Whereas, you know, at least if they do something else, then they can put it on both systems. They know what to do. They can wish, you know, rinse, wash, repeat, and all that. And whereas you take a risk with the Wii, and it doesn't pay off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's got to be what's motivating this. Call of Duty has more to do with this than anything else, I guarantee you.
Oh, sure.
It pisses them off that they're like, why didn't we just make this system with decent graphics so that we could have put Call of Duty on this thing and made $1 billion?
Right.
It's got to piss them off.
But here's the thing. 2 years from now, they're going to be saying the same thing. And if this console generation...
If they don't do... right by it.
And but here's the, I mean, this if this console generation lasts as long as it did, how long is the next one going to last?
Here's another thing that might help them, though. We can agree that the difference between this generation and the next one won't be as big as GameCube to 360, right? Maybe a game downgraded from a PS4 to the Wii 2 won't be as bad as a game downgraded from PS3 to Wii was. Where it was unbearable. Like, the fact that it's going to be in HD at all is pretty... That's nice.
Sure.
That is a lot more than they have now.
Well, yeah.
Like, when they are, if they are a generation behind 10 years from now, it's still going to be better than their generation behind now. Right? They're not playing catch-up by much, but they are playing catch-up.
I guess. I mean, just I'll put it to you this way. Imagine playing a version of Half-Life 2 day and date with its release that ran on the Half-Life 1 engine and looked like that.
Well, just imagine playing... Didn't Half-Life 2 come out on the Xbox? It did.
No, but my point being, compare six-year-old tech.
Mm-hmm.
That's your compare. And, you know, you could even go easier and say, you know, that game was even supposed to come out sooner. So 1998 high-tech versus 2003, 2004 high-tech. Think of the difference there.
I know, but, okay, what's that, 4 years difference?
Six.
Six. I wasn't doing math. But, okay, then, but 1992 to 1998 was a much bigger difference than even that.
Mm-hmm.
It is, the gap is narrowing, is all I'm saying. I think we need to move on, though.
Okay, my last news story. The PlayStation Network, down. And according to Sony, it could take several days for it to come back.
It got hacked, didn't it?
If that's the case, first of all, thank Christ I finished Portal 2 before this happened. Second of all, it sure as shit better be back up by Saturday night for our planned Portal 2 co-op marathon.
Right.
And third, if this is hackers, fuck you. You know what? I'm so tired of this shit now. I mean, yes, I think everyone's figured out by now if I had to pick someone to kick when they're down, it'd be Sony. But god damn it, this is like the one time in my existence of owning a PS3 that I want and need the PlayStation Network to be working. And it's down.
It is bad timing with Portal 2 and Mortal Kombat just coming out.
Yeah, fuck off. If this is Anonymous or some Splinter Cell, you're a bunch of fucking idiots in a garage with computers going, stop it. If it's not that, Sony, fix your shit. Either way, I'm pissed off at somebody.
I blame hackers. I mean, they said that they were – Anonymous said that they were going to attack Sony again, right?
But they said they weren't going to do it in a way that would affect the users because that's wrong.
Well, what? And then they figured out, wait, what does that mean? We can't bomb them. We'll go to jail.
All I know is, I mean, what could have happened? It'll take a few days. Fix your shit.
What happened is that their security is compromised and they took the servers down so they can't access our information. That's what happened.
Well, could you fix it and put them back?
See, I don't think the hackers literally hacked into Sony to shut down the network, but if Sony is hacked into it all, they have to shut down the network. It's just how it works. Maybe they didn't realize that. Maybe that's what happened the first time. Because remember, they're like, oh, we didn't mean to hurt the users, because they don't understand. They're like, they're like children. They don't understand the consequences of their own actions.
Look, I just want to play Portal 2 online.
I'm telling you, they're blowing it. Okay. That's that, then?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the user responses for last week's Let's Go Topical question.
Okay.
Now that the Grammys are considering more video game music thanks to Baba Yetu, Yetu, Baba Yetu, Masine.
Close, but...
That's pretty good.
Utu kalaya chakalachatu.
Nahatu yatu, hey! Okay. Now that the Grammys are considering more video game music thanks to Baba Yetu... Man, I just have to resist the urge to not sing it when I say it.
I know, it's
it.
A great song. Yeah. It's catchy. What?
Okay, now that the Grammys are considering more video game music thanks to Baba Yetu, what game soundtrack would you like to give a Grammy to? Drew Robin says, Chrono Cross, Chrono Trigger, anything began with the word Chrono. Well, I think those are the only two games with those.
Yeah, I tried to look to see if there was something else, to see if he actually put his foot in his mouth, but I couldn't find anything. So, yeah, good choice.
He's good. Even Killiam,
Evan!
I have
my God, his name is Evan!
Did I say Even again?
Yes!
I just want to say Even! I don't know why! I see it, I want to say Even Killiam.
No one in the history of ever has pronounced E-V-A-N as Even. E-V-E-N says Even. E-V-E-N says Evan.
What about Even Stevens?
That's an E-N.
Evan, kill him. I'm sorry, Evan. I have a lot I want to list, but I'm going to go with Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, Steven.
See? He makes mistakes, too.
No.
Wait. Oh, look what he's doing to me. He's mocking me.
Yes.
He's mocking me, and I did it again. He misspelled all of them to add E's. Mirror's Age and Reed Deed Redemption. That's like the sweetest shit. Redeed Redemption. For the order, Redeed Redemption. Okay.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm pretty funny.
I like all those soundtracks too.
They're pretty good.
They are great. I mean, Mirror's Edge had a fantastic soundtrack. The song Still Alive was great, except that it happened to share a name with probably the greatest song in the history of gaming, aside from Baba Yetu, so that's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I did say I liked Red Dead on the show last week, right? That's what I said? I think so.
Yeah,
I love
no,
Red
you
Dead
know,
song,
you,
yeah.
You brought it up specifically for its kind of technical achievement.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm going to keep calling him Even now.
Damn it. See what you've
done.
He
mocked me. Now I'm fighting back. Mark, a.k.a. Beige Whiting. So many potential candidates. The shortlist. Shadow of the Colossus. Hells yes, Shadow of the Colossus. God, I love that soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Okami, God Hand, Mass Effect 2.
Yay.
He got mad at me one time because I said something bad about Mass Effect's soundtrack. I'm sorry.
I got mad at you, too.
What?
I got mad at you, too.
A lot of people got mad at me. Mostly you, too. Snake Eater, also hells yes. And The Witcher. Struggling to come up with more Western-developed games to add to the list, but I keep coming back to Phoenix Wright, Castlevanias, and Personas. The Phoenix Wright games have amazing soundtracks.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the best secret soundtracks I can think of. Discuss. Generally speaking, Japanese games have better Grammy-caliber music. Also, Imatsu deserves a lifetime achievement. Oh, for sure.
Oh, sure, okay. There. No, I don't know. I don't know if I agree with the Japanese soundtrack argument. Give me Grim Fandango, Monkey Island.
That's true. There's
Jeremy Soule.
All the Jeremy Soule stuff. All of the
what's his name?
Giacchino?
No, Jack. He did Mist and Mass Effect. His name.
Right. I was about to say who did
Jack Wall. Yeah, I mean the Mist soundtrack's amazing.
I guess like when I think though of video game music as being something that kind of has a different feel from like film music, I kind of think more of the West, I mean, the Japanese stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because as good as a lot of the Western game of music is, it is pretty much just approach it like it's a movie. Except right. for stuff like Red Dead, which was really innovative in the way it handled it. I really agree with Shadow of the Colossus and that kind of thing. Jim Somerville, hey Jim, says, Metal Gear Solid, all of them.
I'm afraid I cannot give it the award because they wimped out on the awesome theme at the end.
Okay, they, I know. But 4 had a great soundtrack beside that.
Yep, but I'm telling you, it was the difference between me going like, this is a great game, and me crying at the end. Because of all the emotional stuff that would have come flooding back when I heard that music.
I mean, it is sad, because if they had just played that song, like, imagine if they didn't play it throughout the entire game, they saved it at the very end.
Oh,
that
my God.
That would have been a huge payoff.
I would have set down the controller and stood up and applauded.
I mean,
literally.
Just,
you were sitting right. there with me. You saw how into it I was.
Right. No. It's only sad because it was, like, it was pretty much the great gaming theme. It was, like, it was the best, like, theme, the most recognizable gaming theme that came along since, like, Legend of Zelda.
I mean,
you just think
of how it was used in that Metal Gear Solid 2 trailer, and then how it was used in the Metal Gear 3 theme, where it went to that slow, like, acoustic guitar of it. So amazing!
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why Metal Gear Solid 3, like, if you don't want to say the whole series, fine, but Metal Gear Solid 3, total candidate.
Oh, and can I just say, for the record, when Snake Eater 3D comes out, if they went back and changed it, I will just break something. Something will get destroyed.
No, they can't. Oh, my God.
What if they do, Mike? What if
they
do?
That's pretty bad.
It'll be the first time in my life. I will write a handwritten letter and send it off to Konami and be like, what the hell?
Stuart Simpson says, I think the Halo series should get some credit. Having the same composer work across all the games except Halo Wars really helps it have a great sense of continuity. The score of ODST is especially underrated. The noir feeling of that game is really driven by the music. I know you like that soundtrack.
Love that soundtrack. He's absolutely right, too. Like, I mean, this is kind of one of the disappointments with Mass Effect 3.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sure that...
I was about to say that.
The guy who's doing it will be fine, but there is something to be said for having that same person. Like, yeah, it's the argument you've had why you don't like the Harry Potter soundtracks anymore.
No, totally, yeah. They were all good when John Williams was doing it, and then they kept changing composers, and there's no direction to it anymore.
Yeah, it just feels like a derivative work of before instead of an evolution.
Right.
Yeah, and like you said, ODST, I agree. That was such a great soundtrack because, like, you could kind of tell, like, it's Halo music, it fits still, but it just had that noir element, that kind of smoky saxophone that was just so cool and unique, especially in a sci-fi shooter. You would have never expected that, and it works so well.
You know, just going back to, like, having that composer come back, Jeremy Soule being in Skyrim.
Oh, huzzah.
You saw that video, right?
I did. It's awesome.
Where they're kind of just talking about the music and how amazing that's. Because, like, you know, he developed the theme. He mm-hmm. developed the Elder Scrolls theme. So if anybody is going to progress the theme and think of an interesting way to approach it in the context of the new game, he's the only guy who can do it.
Yep.
That really is important to me.
Quick tangent. Did you read about the hands-off demonstration of Skyrim that some
yes.
press was given? Oh,
AJ,
so
I can't
good.
Trust you. Skyrim is very much on my radar.
I know. I'm so happy.
I'm very much excited for Skyrim. Okay. Mark Wayne comes back and says, yeah, I was totally going to mention Marty O'Donnell. I assume that's the Halo guy.
Yes.
Stuart Simpsons comes back. I like a game with a score rather than just musical pieces. The Mario theme is so widely known, but it just sort of sits in the games. The Halo music works with the games.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I say Mario Galaxy totally works with the games.
Right, right.
It's more important than that. I love Mario Galaxy. Man, God, those soundtracks mm-hmm. are so good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So thanks for responding, everybody.
Indeed.
You went on a lifetime supply of nothing. All right, Oddsmakers. I mean, not Oddsmakers. I mean, what are the odds?
Hey, now.
Oddsmakers is the PTI segment that we stole this from. All right, AJ, you'll go first.
Okay.
I'll follow you up. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's not entirely fair. I'll go first next time so that I don't always just counter you.
Right.
So, odds that Portal 2 will be the game of the year.
Keeping in mind that Uncharted 3 is coming out at the end of the year. Honestly, it's a 50-50 toss-up for me. Because, I mean, we'll talk about this more when we talk about Portal 2 and our week in gaming, but I can't think of 7 hours of more finely crafted gaming in my life. Like, it was just such a perfectly made game in every facet, technical, artistically, gameplay-wise. Like, I can't think of a single flaw with that game. So, unless... Yeah, I mean, Uncharted 3 is going to have to be just freaking Uncharted 2 on, like, crack, having an explosion go off behind it while it jumps a ramp on a motorcycle. And it very well will be, that's the thing. So, I don't know.
I'm going to go lower. I'm going to say 33, like a third, basically a third chance.
0.3 with a little line over it?
Yeah, you know what I mean? But Uncharted 3 is one. But Uncharted 3, I still think it's going to basically just be more Uncharted 2. I don't really know how much different you're going to get with it. Maybe the multiplayer will blow us away. I don't know. And it'll review very well. I don't know how many people are going to want... Just because Uncharted 2 got so much acclaim and it got basically everybody's Game of the Year award, I don't know how much people are going to want to almost just, you know, 2 years out the word. Right. I really think Skyrim's going to be the big
threat. You know what else is going to be a big contender this year? It's going to be L.A. Noir.
Yes, that's the other one. I think L.A. Noir, which is going to be an entire... L.A. Noir is going to be like this year's Red Dead Redemption. It's a new thing. It's going to be kind of similar to games we played before, but it's going to be impressive tech. If the story is really strong there, the writing could literally carry that, plus the technology on display. It's really that and Skyrim. Because if Skyrim might be the first game to really pull off the promise of the open world fantasy game, to all of its potential. And that could be huge if they really pull that off.
Mm-hmm. I was very happy to see if they say there's going to be more than one voice actor per race and gender.
Mm-hmm. So, 33% chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. At work, they took down the giant Call of Duty banner and put up an L.A. Noir one. And everyone's like, what's this L.A. Noir? And I was like, oh, let me tell you about L.A. Noir. I've seen it, my friends, and it is glorious.
Remember our Best Buy used to get those giant banners that would hang from the rafters?
Mm-hmm.
Those are cool.
The gaming section that Best Buy first opened was sweet.
That was like a little box
thing. They had the CDI and the 3DO and everything in there.
Fixer tells me that the game stores are going to become almost separate entities in all the Best Buys soon.
Mm-hmm.
Is this true?
Yeah, that's the rumor.
Huh. Okay. Odds that Anonymous will get in trouble for hacking Sony. I'm going to say 10% just because it seems like Sony, for whatever reason, the last thing they wanted to do if they are hacked, assuming they are, is admit it. They just don't
They admitted it fully last time.
They were hesitant to. They came out. I feel like they admitted it at the last second when they had to. I feel like they don't want to. It seems to me whatever these guys are doing, they seem elusive enough. But still, part of me feel like they're going to push it too far and they will get in trouble. Let's push it up to 20%.
I'm going to give it 75.
75?
I think if they continue, I mean, it's not too hard to track something like this. And if they were willing to go after a kid who got the boot key for PS3, you better believe they're going to go after someone who's causing network outages for their entire server. If you don't go after them like this, then you're just going to leave yourself as an open, soft target. So I think they're definitely going to go after these guys.
Odds that Sonic Generations will be great.
God, I want to say 80%. I really do. So I'm going to say it. Because, again, like you said, I scrutinize this as much as I can, and I can't see anything wrong with this. I honestly can't figure out a way that they could fuck this up. There's no Werehog. You don't play as anyone else, but the two Sonics, I just don't know what they could do to screw it up. So it has to be good, right?
I'm also going to go 80%. That's what I was thinking. 20%'s there. You know, just for that factor,
just for old time's sake.
And, I'm sure there's going to be cutscenes with all the other characters, and the cutscenes will be bad.
Yeah.
Whatever anymore. I really don't see how they can mess this up at this point. Odds that the Wii 2 will have online capabilities to rival Xbox Live. Huh.
I'm glad you're first. Go ahead.
Yeah, honestly. I got to go 20%. Just because history shows they just don't seem to buy into it for whatever reason. And just because it would be something if Nintendo caught up to Xbox Live before Sony did, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because part of me says, well, why not? It's there. You know how to do it. You know what to do. It should be easy to do. I just can't see it happening. 20%.
Yeah, I agree with 20% as well. It's just that weird, stubborn Nintendo mindset where they kind of live in this bubble where they feel like they don't have to follow industry trends, that they could do their own thing. I mean, you look at, like, online capabilities of the Wii, which were shit. I mean, no one even talks about it. Mm-hmm. Then, I mean, the 3DS, it's a step in the right direction, but then you look at what they're going to be doing with the NGP, or what's already being done on the iPhone and the iPad and Android, not even close. And then, like, you know, you even look at their attitude towards, like, downloadable games and like, $1 bite-sized experiences, and like, oh, well, our research shows that no one wants to buy these. And meanwhile, like, Rovio Games, the guys who make Angry Birds, are, like, swimming in their Scrooge McDuck money bin going, oh, really? And, you know, and of course they're going to say that. They're trying to sell you a $40 game. They want you to buy that instead. So they kind of have to. But, you know, it's just... The sad thing is, it's out there. Just copy it. You don't even have to innovate necessarily. I mean, it'd be nice if you threw a little twist on it, but at least be as good as what's out there already.
I really don't see any reason why it shouldn't be. But, I mean, Xbox Live was something that was out before the Wii came out, and the PS3 came out, and they still wouldn't copy it.
Yeah, right? And then, and not only did they not at least copy what the original Xbox did, but then Microsoft improved it for 360.
Like, it's weird because, I can't see any reason why not, but I just don't see it.
Well, and then, again, I still think a large part of it has to do with just kind of the cultural difference in the way online play is viewed in Japan. I mean,
they gotta understand.
I agree, but, I mean, just remember when, like, PS3 games are coming out without voice chat, because in Japan it's considered rude to talk to someone while they're playing a game. That happened. That's still sometimes like it was a game would get announced, a big game, Metal Gear Solid 4, fucking White Knight Chronicles, and it was a discussion: is this going to have voice chat or not? Like, how's that a discussion? Of course, it's an online multiplayer game on a console without a keyboard. It has to. Do you remember Resident Evil Online?
Yes.
Fucking disaster.
Can't talk.
Disaster.
Remember the We Speak thing?
Also a disaster. It was a speakerphone.
It seemed weird. It seemed like right after the balance board, where back when it seemed like Nintendo could do no wrong anymore,
mm-hmm.
This thing started going wrong again.
Speaking of, where's that vitality sensor that was like the focus of their E3 keynote?
That's right. That's never coming out, is it?
No. Of course not.
That is going to remain like, wow. That is going to be one of those moments, man. Right up there with Giant Enemy Crab and Ridge Racer.
Mm-hmm.
Here's our president. Here's Iwata. He's going to show you the next big thing. It's
he's going to come out and speak in his broken English and kill any momentum we had in the show. I still think they should stop bringing him out.
Okay. Did I give? What was that?
You were first. It's my turn.
Your turn. Okay. Odds that Mortal Kombat outsells Portal 2.
Oh, 0%.
No. Mortal Kombat's totally going to outsell Portal 2.
Yeah, hang on. Let me think this through a little bit more. That was my gut speaking.
I think it's going to be like a 70% chance. Sorry to say it.
I don't know.
I guess they're all multi-platform. I guess Portal 2 is technically on more systems. But I think there's some genuine excitement amongst the average gamer for this Mortal Kombat. I think it has a lot more TV advertising, for one thing.
Hmm.
You see it everywhere. It is really good. I think they're both going to sell well. I think Mortal Kombat's going to do better.
See, I don't know. Now I'm actually trying to think.
Portal 1 sold 4 million total.
4 million, not counting Steam sales.
Does that count Orange Box, by the way?
If it was ever bought on Steam in any way, Orange Box or otherwise.
I just mean, what about on other systems, though?
On other systems, I imagine so.
Right.
So you figure... A game that probably primarily sold on Steam.
Yeah, that's
4 million. You could almost double that to 8 million.
They're almost practically giving it away on Steam all the time. Though.
That's okay. That still counts as a sale.
I
see now your point because it is a little more mainstream, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But then too, I almost wonder like, you know, how many people are going to get the situation where they know they're only going to play it with friends, so like. You know, Jerry, because he's got the good TV, buys it, and they would just go over to his place and play it.
Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Again, Mortal Kombat, but still, AJ, that's a game where very easily you go over a friend's house and play it, and in 10 minutes you know you like it, and you
that's
go buy your own
too.
Copy.
That's true, too. I'll go 50-50, then, because I'm not sure.
I feel
like Portal 2 should sell more.
No, yeah, maybe, but... Okay, odds that God of War 3 will not take place in ancient Greece...
You mean four?
Four, sorry, yeah. Which is rumored to come out. I really don't know if we need any more God of War.
No, I think it's fine if we're done with that forever.
I only give like a 10% chance it's not going to be an Ancient Greece. I don't see them being brave about it. I know like 3 and in a way where it seems like what else could they do next?
Yeah.
They'll think of something, different character, prequel, again, or something. I don't know if I believe they're going to be that courageous with it.
See, although I in the practical sense, I'll agree with you, like a 30% chance, but like I'd love it if they just did a reboot where not even Kratos anymore. Just do the same thing, but put it in Norse mythology or something.
I never really thought
that could be cool.
Kratos was kind of an iconic character because I think it's a very well-designed character and stuff. He's not really a very good character, though.
No, he's just anger personified.
Right. He's iconic. He's not good.
He's not a character. You're right. He's an icon. He's not a character.
Mm-hmm. It's like saying Gordon Freeman's a good character. Well, no, he's not. He's iconic.
Yeah.
Like saying Link's a good character. No. It's not a good character. He's Link, though.
Yeah.
Even Mario, not a good character. He's iconic. It's different. Okay. Odds that there will be a Portal 3.
Oh, 100%.
You think, where else are they going to take it?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, that's what I kind of thought for Portal 2, and they pleasantly surprised me there.
But see, Portal 2, there was room. You knew that, like, okay, Portal 1 was a short game. You can do more with this. I almost felt like Portal 2 was so perfectly showed you almost everything you can do with this kind of thing, and by the end of it I was so satisfied. I don't know if I even need a Portal 3 at this point.
Well, I have some ideas for where it can go, but I feel like saying them would spoil Portal 2, so I'm going to bite my tongue a bit.
Maybe some story. Like the only thing I think of is doing this stuff in a more conventional game now. Like, you're in the streets and like you're being attacked by people and now you're using portals. That's the one thing I think of is maybe using it outside of that very like test chamber, like use it to solve this puzzle. Now here's another puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think maybe that formula is done.
Yeah, like something more organic and, like, you know, in an actual realistic, quote-unquote, environment.
Right, so, I mean, I guess I'm just going to go 50%, because, you know, it might happen. I mean, I don't know. It took them, taking them so long to do freaking Half-Life 3. I can't imagine Portal 3. But that's also going to be our community question for the week. Do you want a Portal 3? So,
okay.
Feel free to check out our Facebook page and let us know about that, and we'll read your responses on the next show. And speaking of Portal, this is a point where we get into our week in gaming, so I think we both beat Portal 2 at this point.
Yes, Mike, can I say something? This is like one of my favorite games ever.
That's a little rash.
No, I said
before.
I mean,
it was fantastic. It was amazing.
I can't think of a single flaw with this game. Like, there's nothing wrong with it.
That may be true.
And I haven't even touched the co-op yet, which apparently everyone says is even better.
I mean, it's great to play a game where, you know, that's written to be funny, and it actually is funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's well voice acted. I liked all the characters.
Oh, like, I know. Wheatley, so amazing.
Cave Johnson, and of course, GLaDOS. Really clever puzzles. I liked that there was a very distinctive three-act structure, actually.
Mm-hmm. Worked really well. Here's what I like about this game. Aperture Science itself, as both a physical location and as, like, an entity, felt alive.
Yeah. For sure.
Like just the way, like,
it out a lot.
Yeah, and just like, I mean, even just like the way, like, how you saw how the place was all kind of overgrown and the way it was fixing itself, how everything was always moving, and like the whole facility had character to it. It was unreal how they did that.
Very visually impressive too. Like, I just ended up playing it on my PS3. Like,
I did too.
Over, but it looked so good on my PS3 and really controlled fine.
Yeah, well, that's one thing I noticed. Tell me if you agree with this. It was more cerebral and less like twitch-based in the puzzles.
No, there wasn't nearly as much like, okay, now we'll shoot the portal now.
Yeah, and now you're flying through the air and hit this one, now you're going to be flying this way,
no,
turn to your right, shoot this one.
Very little time-based thing, so it was just sitting there and thinking it out.
Yeah, but it was really super well great, because, yeah, it felt great, because like, it felt like I was sitting there, I'd spend a few minutes just kind of walking around, trying to figure out, okay, this has got to go here, so that's going to happen, okay, okay, great, got it. And then you executed it.
Exactly.
And, see, this game does what I feel like all good puzzle games do well. When you solve a puzzle, you feel fucking smart.
Oh, for sure.
You sit there just so damn proud of yourself for figuring that out.
Oh, yeah, you totally, you every time, especially like some of the harder ones, you get that feeling like, hell's yes. Fist bump.
Mm-hmm.
High five God.
But yeah, and then you talk about the three-act structure. Act 2, just to keep it vague, was amazing. I love that whole experience. I thought it was so cool. Like, the storytelling there was incredible. The environment was awesome.
Did you also get kind of a BioShock vibe from Act 2?
A little bit, because it's just kind of the setting retro, and the way it was designed. And I mean, I just feel like that story there. I mean, even the character of Cave Johnson was a really fascinating character to me. Like, I just thought the way you saw it, that character's arc was just so cool how they did it.
Mm-hmm. No, it was all... Yeah, I mean, I really can't... I don't have anything to complain about, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Did you notice, too, how the music in that game worked?
No, I loved that. I loved how, like, if...
Like all the little
you did.
Electronics and things kind of added to the music in a way. Like, it was so subtle, but, like, you pick up on it. It's, like, really neat.
When you bounced off of something, it would add another layer to the music. Almost kind of like Red Dead Redemption, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you did something, it added a layer to the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
And the final boss fight, again, I won't say anything about
it,
but it was just one of those experiences where I'm, like, laughing out loud, my jaw's on the floor, and I'm, like, just inching closer to the edge of my seat, like, just loving every second of it. Like, it was just so good. So well done.
I am very much looking forward to doing the co-op.
Yeah, that's going to be sweet. I'm so excited for that.
After this. We could do that.
Well, let's do it. Now I'm talking about it. I'm all excited.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not going anywhere.
So you did play it on your PS3 then?
I did.
But you have it installed on your PC and ready to go?
Yeah, it's all ready.
Okay, good. Yeah, mine too. But yeah, it was so good.
I know.
And let's talk a little bit too about how Steam works on the PS3.
That's fascinating to me.
It is. It's incredible.
It is something that works. Not right now. Because PSN's down. But
yeah, but that's not their fault. But yeah, I mean, you know, I booted up the game, and the first thing it said, you know, press select to access Steam. I was like, okay, and logged in, and boom, there it was. My friends list, I was cross-chatting with people.
I almost want to get that chat pad now for the PS3.
I know, right? Almost. Actually, there's a better thing to get. There's just like a wireless keyboard that actually has a little mouse pad that Logitech makes. Just get that.
There's so much potential, though, for that.
Oh, that's huge.
I don't know if they're going to execute on any of it.
Well, they already said, like, at least as far as Portal 2 goes, not only is the game cross-platform, but DLC is, too.
So, like, you're like, going to be.
Well, there's already, like, you could buy, like, hats costume. And gestures and things for the robots. I mean, maybe they'll do, like remember Portal Still Alive on the 360, like, had, like, a bunch of just test chambers just for more gameplay. Like, maybe something like that could come out that you could download on both.
I think they really need to release a version of Team Fortress 2 on PlayStation now.
Yeah, like, a better one.
Well, just like Team Fortress 2, basically. It's just, has everything, and it updates with the PC version, and it's cross-platform. Do that, though? Because I remember everyone's always hesitant about doing cross-platform.
Yeah, well, the cross-platform multiplayer in a competitive environment could be bad news bears, but I don't know.
Why
maybe.
So, though?
I don't know.
I guess the feeling is PC has an advantage.
Yeah, well, actually, the funny thing is, you remember Shadowrun? That was kind of the big experiment. I guess they actually said that because they put so many compensations into the 360 version, they actually had the advantage. When you look at the stats, 360 players always perform better.
Interesting. Because I'm sure there's going to be like some... They're going to help them out with the aiming and stuff like
that. Right, and that's what it broke it, actually, giving them aim assist. But you had to give them something, or else they would have been screwed the other way. But anyway, the only thing that disappoints me about the Steam implementation is that the cloud saving is not cross-platform.
Yeah, it is one
not
thing.
The biggest
been,
deal, I guess, because, cool, though, I mean, like, I did beat the game in 2 days, so it's not like my save file...
It would have been a cool... Well, like, right now, like, we're going to start playing the co-op, and I guess we'll have to always play it on our computers, right?
Like, well, no, I think it also does track your progress. You could still, like, just unlock it where you left off. Like you know, like, start at chapter 3 if that's the chapter.
That's true.
I'm not sure.
We could just do that, I guess.
I'm not sure. I was just about to say something else, too.
I assume if I host it, at least one of us hosts it on the PC who already got that far in the co-op, then the other person can just go in the PS3 and join.
Exactly. And then the only thing, too, I don't know if this happens or not, because I know when if you're playing on the PS3, you're unlocking Steam achievements and PSN trophies.
Is that true?
Yeah. I don't know if it goes the other way. Like, if I play it on the PC and get Steam achievements and log into my PS3, if it'll just pop open those trophies or not.
I want to access my Steam. Well, it wouldn't show up right now because the PS. I got some achievements, like, today. A lot of these secret achievements, I was reading about how to get them. Did you see some of those, by the way?
I looked at a couple, like the Borealis.
Yeah.
I watched the video on where to find them.
I got that.
That's cool.
That was awesome.
I was wondering, too. I figured that had to be somewhere.
Because one thing, like, there was no point in the game where I was like, this is the part where we tease Half-Life 3 or Episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
But, that was kind of a neat hint at it and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, just that kind of tangential tie between the two universes that's always been there.
It always kind of fascinates me, and people are kind of saying things. I'll talk to you about it afterwards, but some of the theories and stuff, all very cool.
Right. And just real quick, too, the opening sequence of the game, wow.
Wow. That was what they showed us at PAX when you went to their theater.
Actually. Oh, really? That's what you saw?
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't tell me that. Thank you.
Yeah. So it was cool, but I was like, oh, I'm spoiling this.
Yeah. But, oh my god, that was impressive.
No, the whole game was quite an achievement.
You have to remember, this game is running on now 7-plus-year-old tech.
Is it still basically just running on Steam? That's fascinating.
It's Source. Yeah, it's the Source engine.
Source, I mean, my bad.
I mean, they so smartly designed that engine to be so modular and upgradable. The fact that this game came out now and is so visually impressive. I mean, look at how good like the goo balls look when they're just like flying around. It looks really cool.
If they made it halfway through it now, do you think they could still use?
They could, but I think it would be neat, Source, though, just to see what they could do now, starting from scratch, like Source 2. But give it that same compartmentalization, so that Source 2 is something we're going to be using in 2018, you know?
Right. Do you think the Half-Life, whatever it is going to be, Half-Life 3, Half-Life Episode 3, you think that announcement's coming soon now?
Well, maybe now they're done with this. I mean, what else could they have to do right now?
Can't be much.
I think Left 4 Dead's like that train's finally kind of hit port. I think
that's done.
You know, I mean, this is out. Good for them. And I mean, I hope that's what they go to.
Do you think Half-Life 3 or just Episode 3?
I think at this point it's Half-Life 3. It's been so long.
It almost would be disappointing at this point if it's not. Okay. That was great.
Another question, just a quick yay or nay. What did you think of the song at the end?
I mean, I liked it. I don't think it's going to become.
Yeah, I mean, part of the problem was, I mean, that song, it was so unexpected in Portal 1. Like,
saw that coming. The whole point was that you didn't think it was coming, and it came, and it was really funny.
Yeah, and now, like, this one, you were like, all right, what's the song going to be? And, like, you're excited for it. You're like, okay, this is good.
Not as instantly catchy, maybe not as funny as Still Alive. I mean, you know, tough act to follow.
Right, exactly.
All right, then, anything else you want to say about Portal?
It's really good. I started just a little bit before I started recording, just starting the game on my Mac and doing the developer commentary, too.
Oh, you know what's interesting? Remember, so that whole potato ARG thing?
Uh-huh.
And the end result of that was, I don't think the game came out very early. I don't even think it came out early at all if you lived on the East Coast.
It was a few hours earlier. It wasn't supposed to come out till like 10 a.m., and it came out at 3 a.m. or something like that.
Still, you think those people, if I had devoted a lot of time to that ARG, I know some people are upset that people are complaining about it at all because, you know, it's not like they spent any money unless you bought the potato set games, I guess. But still, I feel like for all that stuff, maybe not the greatest payoff for that ARG because we all assumed that Portal 2 was going to come out days earlier.
Yeah, that's the problem. I think they may have oversold a little bit and just people got hyped up.
Because some people were thinking, like, oh, they're announcing Half-Life 3 here. Yeah, people were really, whenever you do something like that, you're going to get some expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I feel like there's one more thing I wanted to say.
Did you do that Super 8 interactive trailer that's included with the game?
No, but only because I don't have much interest in Super 8.
It was interesting, though. There's not much to it.
Right. Oh, look at this. You're right. All my achievements are here.
Yeah, see? Isn't that fun?
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
My newest ones aren't because, you know, I can't connect.
Right.
But once I connect, it'll
yeah, it should
there.
Just pop over. No, it's so cool. Like, I mean, if Sony's smart... Just fucking use this for everything.
It would be neat.
Everything.
I can't see it happening.
But like I said, it's funny to me, too, when you think how... I mean, this is cloud saving. PS3 to PS3, but still cloud saving. That is a premium feature of PlayStation Plus on all other games, but Valve got to do it for free.
Mm-hmm. You only get 2 save files to do it with.
No, you can have up to 7.
Oh, that's right. You can do more. You have to set it. That's
yeah, just
right.
go in the options and set it.
Okay, I think that's it. All I have to say about that.
All right.
I've been playing Mortal Kombat a lot.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm curious to hear what you think about this story mode. I kind of understand a little bit about it, but people are going nuts about this, you especially.
Mortal Kombat is actually a big surprise. It's actually kind of amazing. The story mode is literally like, it's like a campaign mode, not any shorter than like Portal 2's campaign.
Wow.
It's huge. Like, basically, okay, remember Mortal Kombat Armageddon? The last real one besides DC versus Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. Remember how the whole thing was everyone's going to die?
Yeah.
Well, everyone did die.
Oh.
And the mechanical ending is it's down to Shao Kahn and Raiden, right? Mm-hmm. And everyone else is dead. Like, that's the opening cinematic is, like, everyone else's corpses. Horribly disfigured. And Raiden and Shao Kahn are winning, or fighting, and Shao Kahn's beating the heck out of Raiden. And right before Shao Kahn delivers the final blow, Raiden has, like, a badge. He basically pushes a reset button. Like, he sends, like, a message to his past self. He must win or something like that. And it rewinds to the very beginning of Mortal Kombat 1. And the story mode goes through Mortal Kombat's 1, 2, and 3. Both, like, things are slightly different now because, like, Raiden has, like, some flashes to the future, so it messes stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, you know how Smoke, like, his whole storyline is, you know, his Smoke and Sub-Zero were friends, and Smoke got turned into a robot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Smoke doesn't get turned into a robot now because Raiden does something different and is there to save him.
Okay.
So, like, weird little changes like that happen.
Huh.
But you know, confession time. I kind of geek out a little bit over Mortal Kombat's story.
Yeah, I've noticed. I'm picking up on this. I didn't realize this, though.
It's kind of a secret thing. I'm kind of that guy. I'm on Wikipedia reading about it. I always kind of thought it was neat. It's a very different aesthetic than most games. It's all mm-hmm. very campy and silly. Like, you know, there's a lot of story and stuff, and it's, you know, you can argue the qualities of it, but it's like, you know, remember the movie?
Mm-hmm.
The movie was kind of dumb, but it was still kind of great. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not very dissimilar from that. And the way it works is, like, there's different chapters, and it just goes through the story, like, normal. And each chapter, you play as a different character, and you have, like, four fights with them, and then you move on to the story just moves on, like, very naturally to the next character. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't, like, cut away. So, like, you start off as Johnny Cage, and Johnny Cage will fight a few people in the tournament. Then he'll have, like, an encounter with Sonya, and then Sonya will go off, and now the story just follows her for a while.
That's cool.
And it just works very well, because, like, it can do all the Mortal Kombat 1 characters, and then goes to 2, and then 3. And it has all the characters from Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3, basically. Even Striker, which I thought was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But, so, no, like I said, the story mode is just very big.
That's cool.
It is.
To follow up on the tweet you put out, like, it's now disappointing that there wasn't something like this from Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
No, exactly. Like, when you load Marvel vs. Capcom 3, you're going to go into training mode, single-player mode, or versus online. That's basically it.
Mm-hmm.
And besides from this mode, you know, you have, like, normal, you have the normal, ladder, like, arcade mode. Then you have, like, a tag team arcade mode. You have the challenge tower, which is, like, remember how, like, Soul Calibur has something very similar, where it was, like, a bunch of different fights with, like, different, like, kind of circumstances. Like, you can't block or beat two people in a row. So all that's real interesting. There's just a shit ton of modes. And, like, you know, they're not all, like, you know, like I said, some of them are very expansive, like that story mode. And there's even, like, you can even go through, like, the arcade mode tag team with, like, two people. Like, me and Fixer were actually doing that, like, earlier and having some fun with that. So, like, it's like Marvel's Capcom, except when you tag out, it's the other player playing now.
That's cool.
Right. And, again, just the fighting, like, the actual fighting mechanics, it all seems to work very well. And I'm sure maybe people will say, oh, it's not going to be balanced, and it will never last in, like, the arcade tournament scene. People always bring that argument up. The tournament scene,
That's got to comprise, like, 1%
exactly.
of the audience.
That does not matter to very many people. Like, to me, I always thought fighting games missed the boat on not having more single-player stuff. Like, obviously, multiplayer is probably more important to these things. But when you look at something like Mortal Kombat, and it's just breadth of modes, I'm like, why isn't this? Why didn't Marvel vs. Capcom 3 disc?
Why isn't this the standard?
Right. Like, I want more story than just opening cutscene for a character, maybe in, like, the end, like, like, you know how, like, every fighting game is, like, at the end, it's, like, pictures with captions, basically.
Yeah,
like,
or maybe it's an animated cutscene, and that's good.
Yeah, that's the gist of it. It kind of puts it all to shame. The characters are all great. They're all very distinctive. The fatalities are pretty cool. There's, like, a special meter bar, and when you it's in three segments. If you fill it up and use it, it's the X-ray attack, which is basically, like, a super move, and it's cool. But you can also use a third of the segment just to do a powered-up version of any of the moves.
Yeah, one of the complaints I heard, though, is there's really no reason to do that.
No, like, I do it all the time, really.
Really? Okay, yeah. I heard that everyone's just like, you may as well get all three and do your X-ray attack.
No, absolutely not, because you can miss with your X-ray, and then you lost three bars for no reason. Mm-hmm. Like, the X-ray is not a guaranteed hit. People can just block that or dodge it. They're not just slightly stronger versions, but they're augmented. Like, they'll go in different directions, or they'll do different things. You also use two segments to do a combo breaker.
Oh, cool.
Which is a big help.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of in love with it. It's actually
Sounds
kind
like
of surprising.
It.
It's actually kind of amazing. Very, like, it's nostalgic, but it doesn't just feel like an old game.
Right.
Anything like that. Definitely, it's definitely the best Mortal Kombat game.
That's good.
Yeah. But yeah, I think people need to check that out if they have any reservations about that. At least go play the demo. You kind of get an idea how the fighting works.
Yeah, I should do that. I keep forgetting there is it. Well, I guess I can't download it now.
Yeah.
Is there one on 360?
I don't know.
I'll find out.
Right, but I mean, really, though, like I said, the story mode, it's, and, you know, it's campy as hell. It's not the best voice acting, but it's just, it's extensive. More so than you would expect from a game like this. So yeah, Mortal Kombat, I'm a fan. We'll have to play that when you come over.
Yeah, yeah.
Good stuff. Smoke's in it a lot, which makes me happy. You know, Smoke's my favorite.
Yes, yes.
Kratos is cool, though, by the way.
Does he integrate into the story mode?
No, he's not. No, he's not in the story mode, which is fine by me. Really. But, like, just playing him, like, his moves are all from the game. Like, he even does a thing where you push, like, triangle and back, and it does that thing where they shoot up in the air, and it's this slow-mo thing.
Oh, cool.
You push circle, and you throw them.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's all very cool. You know what else I played a very little bit of was this is the new Dissidia.
Oh, yeah?
I got a copy of through Bitmob. I kind of played it for a little bit and kind of immediately, like, this is the same exact game that I played a lot of already. Like, I'm sure it's fine, I just can't get into it right now. I'm kind of disappointed they didn't add more characters, honestly.
Right.
Like, I think it's basically about 6 new characters they added. Well, maybe that's not about right. Maybe more. Yeah, it's about 6 or 7. Not a whole lot of new characters. And some obvious, like, they should have put Balthier in there. It's like, it's kind of a hard thing when you do something like that, where you're adding characters from a pool of something. Because then you're going to disappoint. Everybody's going to be disappointed. Because everybody has favorites. It's like with Smash Brothers, even. Anything like that. So, basically, I couldn't get into that very much. Have you played anything?
Yeah, I played another thing. It's actually kind of big. I can't believe I almost forgot to talk about it. The Gears of War 3 beta.
Oh, so, I mean, is it just Gears of War?
I guess. I really like it, though. Let's see, I'm trying to think. Like, the two maps that are in the beta that for this past week now that started, the one's, like, in, like a you know, destroyed, like, supermarket, and the other one is a blitzball field or whatever the sport is that train plays.
Right.
It's not Blitzball. That's Final Fantasy.
Blitzball. Let's call it Blitzball.
Sure. That. But yeah, it's really good. What I like is they have, you know, the big new weapon is the Retro Lancer.
Right.
So instead of a chainsaw, it's just a blade. And the way it works is now when you hit the B button and hold it down, you go into, it's similar to the roadie run, except, like, you're running with the Lancer out in front of you. And you have to get, like, a good running start for this thing to do its one-hit kill. So you can't rush at someone head first. They'll just shoot you. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you could sneak up behind or to the side of somebody, then, like, that's where it's really fun. Like, so it's great for flanking. The thing is, the way they balance it is when you're doing that run, your character just screams like mad. So if you're listening, you could hear it coming. But you have to kind of be paying attention.
Smart.
Right. They're like, just like,
I'm coming to kill you, baby.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you know, the gameplay mode, and it's like, what they call it, Warzone or whatever, where it's just team deathmatch with limited spawns. Once you have spawns, then, you know, you have to wait for the round to end. It's super polished. It looks really good. They've got some environmental interactivity in the level now. In the stadium level, there's, like, the scoreboard hanging. You can, like, shoot out the support wires and it'll drop into the field and kill anybody who's standing under it. I mean, it looks really good still.
I'm having a hard time, honestly, like, getting very excited for Gears of War 3, even though I know it's something I'm going to buy and enjoy. It's just another case of, like, I know exactly what I'm getting with this.
Well, I mean, the fact that it's going to have 4-player co-op could be really cool.
Hey, cool. I like the one guy, the blonde guy, with the one who looks like Ty from Digimon.
Oh, shit.
I thought his name was Cole, but that's not right.
No, it just left my head, like, as soon as you mentioned him. But yeah, that guy.
Ty. Let's just call him Ty from Digimon.
Sure.
He's got goggles and, like, the blue headband.
I don't know. It's weird, because I always felt like it should have been 4-player call, because you did have those 4, and now, like, Anya is a playable character, so there's 5 main
characters.
Now
it's, like, weird.
It's like who's not going to be? Maybe he's the one you won't play as. I don't know.
Well, that
Baird. Baird. That's his name.
Baird. Yeah, I like Baird. I do. All right. Anything else?
That's it.
Did Sorcery come out on
iPhone? Yeah, they made it just a universal app, too, which is pretty sweet.
So did it come out, like, today?
Yesterday night.
Oh, well, I'm going to download
you should.
Later.
That's a cool game.
Okay, so here's the releases. Mortal Kombat, PS3, 360.
Woot.
Yep, Portal 2, 360, PS3, and PC.
And Mac.
And Mac, yeah. Don't forget, PS3 version comes with the version of it for Steam, so probably the way to go unless you don't have a PS3 or a decent PC and you just want the 360 version. I do wonder those are the only people getting the 360 version, I imagine.
Yeah, or just, you know, people whose hands have been forced because that's what their friend's getting it on or something like that.
Yeah, I just, It's like one of the few times where it's like, I will absolutely not get the 360 version. Yeah. Even with Mortal Kombat, I was like, I kind of want the 360 version because Xbox Live, but like Portal 2, no.
Yeah.
Because they'll pull it Team Fortress 2 like they did. You just won't get any of that content that comes out down the road.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
SOCOM 4, U.S. Navy SEALs for PS3. I never cared much for the series.
Yeah, they also did, you know that Zapper thing that they made for the PlayStation Move?
Yeah.
There's like a bundle of the game with that.
That's kind of, I mean, I heard that thing's kind of neat. It has a good, decent weight to it.
Yeah.
But people don't seem very enthusiastic about this entry in the series. Section 8, Prejudice for Xbox Live Arcade. Final Fantasy IV, the complete collection for PSP. It contains Final Fantasy IV and the After Years thing.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't get all the Final Fantasy IV love sometimes, but that's fine.
People like it.
It's fine. I just think there are a lot better Final Fantasies, even from around the same. I don't even think it compares to the other Super Nintendo Final Fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
Conduit 2 for Wii. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody cares about that. Element of War for PC. Black Mirror 3. I love Black Mirror 2.
I thought 1 was better.
Arcana Heart 3 for, what is it? Is it a PSN game? What is this?
PS3. It's a downloadable.
Okay. Prince of Persia Classic Trilogy HD for PS3. You know, Sands of Time, Warrior Within, Two Thrones. Nobody likes Warrior Within except for Fixer, right?
Right.
I wish he was here right now so I can get into that argument with him again.
No,
I think
not.
One time I almost, like, fought him. Because he likes War Within. I remember this was like during an age where I would get more indignant about things, and I was like really against War Within because I was like, yeah, it's stupid. It has metal and it's ruining it. Like, I was probably more sensitive to that kind of stuff than I would be now.
Right.
I was just very upset because, like, of course, Fixer would love Warrior Within. If anybody would, it would be him. No, no, and no. Okay.
Oh, you should know that they also released Final Fantasy III on the iPad.
If there's a Final Fantasy that's worse than 4, it's 3.
Because it's already out on the iPhone. Instead of making it a universal app, there's like a separate download and it costs a dollar more.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Final Fantasy 3.
It looked pretty. It's all HD-ified.
Yeah, I'm sure it looks nice. Well, that was a nice show.
Yeah. So I just wanted to make a quick announcement. First of all, huge thank you to the response we got from last week's show with Team Meat. You know, thank you to our longtime listeners, and also hello to the apparently many new listeners that tuned in last week, and hopefully you're still tuning in.
Yes.
I did put up a thing on our Facebook and Twitter. We actually exceeded our bandwidth limit the other day. So if you had trouble getting the show, obviously you're listening to it now, so it's working again. I did do a temporary upgrade on the host to get things running, and we're looking into an even better hosting option for the future. So stay tuned for some changes coming there. It could be pretty exciting.
Cool, cool, cool.
But thank you, everybody. That was a lot of fun, and we hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, yeah,
we certainly did.
Thanks again to everyone at Team Eat, both
yes.
of them.
All of you. You were great.
A whole lot of them. All right. Well, that's the show. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find more of us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. And you can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel and on Facebook at facebook.com/explodingbarrel. We're also on the iTunes Marketplace and the Zune Marketplace.
iTunes Music Store.
Zune Marketplace. My mistake. All right, let's get out here and play some Portal 2. Bye, everybody.
Indeed.
See you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Remember how it took you like 2 years to come up with a good sign-off?
It's not much of a sign-off. I just say...
At least you're consistent.
I have a tone. It's not awkward anymore. I think for a whole year, the end of the show is just kind of awkward. I was just like, bye.